Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter. I'm a business and life transformation coach dedicated to inspiring you to rise up in life, love, and leadership. Oh, when I'm driving around town or even on a long drive, maybe with my family, I usually like to listen to a podcast episode, which probably doesn't surprise you since I am presenting to you right now a podcast. I love podcasts, and you probably do too. But if I really want to chill out, and even when I'm going to sleep, I've recently been into two playlists on Spotify. One's called Tech Jazz, and the other one is called Jazztronica. Yes, isn't that a cool name, Jazztronica? You maybe have never even heard of that playlist. Open up Spotify, bam, check it out. I really enjoy it. Kind of a combination of tech and jazz. Yeah, I am no music aficionado, okay? It's just not my thing. But I know, as well as you, that music has the power to change our mood or enhance it. And until recently, I wasn't really aware that music could do something so much deeper than that, more than just make you feel something, more than make you feel better, but that it actually could bring healing. I was at a recent event called Shine here in Orange County, California, where they bring together artists and musicians and speakers that are all super positive and help you, quote unquote, shine, right, in life. It's beautiful. It's amazing. And at one of those events, I experienced the healing music of Mark Romero. And I think you're really going to enjoy hearing how he stumbled into this work. He didn't set out to do this, but he really had this amazing experience. He's now an internationally renowned music and energy healer, and his music has been scientifically proven by a former top consultant to NASA to reduce stress, enhance mental performance, and expand awareness. Now, out of this discovery emerged a revolutionary music and energy healing technology that's helping people revitalize their health, transcend limiting beliefs, and tap into their unlimited power to compose the life of their dreams. Now, during this conversation, we talk about how Mark got into music and energy healing, and he explains it in a way that I think is very accessible, probably one of the best descriptions that I've ever experienced. And then toward the end of our conversation, I ask Mark to lead us through just a time of music and energy healing. And he actually recorded it on his side so that the quality of the music would sound even better. So you'll notice a shift in the tone of the audio from the interview to the music and then back to the interview. But I know that you are going to super, super duper love it. I mean, it's amazing. So if you're listening to this in the car and you're driving, you can enjoy it, but I'm telling you, you will want to go back and listen to that musical portion of this interview when you're not driving and you can close your eyes. Now, before we jump into this conversation and the music, I want to remind you of two things. One, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, would you mind sharing the show? Take a screenshot on your phone, text it to a friend, tell them, hey, search out Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app, or they can always listen on our website at insporising.com. Now, also, we have a daily inspirational text message that goes out every day. It's called Inspo Text, and you can sign up by texting 949-401-6090. It's as simple as just texting hi. Hey, Dave, you can text whatever you want to 949-401-6090, and that number is in the show notes if you weren't able to write it down. Text, sign up. You can always unsubscribe, but I think you will really enjoy it because I send out a daily inspirational text that will cause you to think and make you feel good. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Mark Romero. Well, Mark, thanks so much for taking some time to hang with me today. I do appreciate it.
I am so excited to be here. I'm looking forward to our time together.
Yeah. So you are all about music and energy healing, which is a bit new for me. I have seen you do your thing at a couple of live events, and people are mesmerized by you and the whole experience. But what is it? Like, what do you do? What is your magic secret sauce that you're bringing to the table?
Well, it only took me about 10 years plus maybe to get an idea of what that secret sauce actually was. And I think to really kind of answer that question, I kind of have to go back a little bit in time, maybe a lot of bit in time. And, you know, I came out with an album in the early 2000s that I made just for fun, just to have the experience of making an album. And that album, that CD ended up getting in the hands of a guy from NASA.
How would you describe the music? Like, were you, is it instrumental singing? Is it, you know, heavy metal, punk rock? Like, what are we talking about here?
It's kind of a fusion of jazz, flamenco, classical, instrumental.
Yeah. Yep.
So, and there's drums and percussion and some solo pieces and stuff. So I went and put together this album. My neighbor was a professional drummer and helped me produce the album. He said, come on, I'll get you bro deal on studio time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I was still in my corporate gig, so to speak, and decided to put this together. And then my intention was not to sell them or do anything like that. And back then, you had to run like 1,000 CDs.
Right.
And so I was playing at one of my wife's friend's wellness centers for an open house. And the woman that runs the center comes up to me afterwards. She goes, oh my gosh, I can hear these tones in your music. And I'm looking at her like, oh man, this lady, she's going to get weird. I could just tell, you know? And then she got like right up in my face and she goes, and nobody can hear the tones but me. And I'm like kind of going, okay. I said, you know, I heard some tones too back in the 80s listening to Pink Floyd. I mean, you know, we heard some tones. And she goes, no, I'm serious. Let me get a CD. I know these scientists. And so I gave her a CD, hoping she'd go away and never bother me again. And shortly thereafter, I got a call from a gentleman by the name of Dr. Ronald Jones. And he was a former consultant to NASA. And he was involved in a study. And the study was, what are the implications of the 80,000 man-made plus chemicals in our environment? All of the vast amount of electronic technology that has become so much part of our everyday lives, you know, and how is it impacting the body's energy fields? And Doc was a quantum physicist and amongst other things, a microbiologist and other things. And he invited me to a lecture. And in this lecture, I got introduced to quantum physics and energy and looking at the world beyond what we experience through our senses. And I really kind of consider that night kind of my introduction to Energy 101. I mean, I'd never heard of.
Okay.
I never thought of looking at myself beyond anything what I experienced through my senses or saw in the mirror. But that night I realized that expressions of field of energy that makes up everything in the physical universe. And we as human beings, these beautiful expressions of life, are compromised by all of these 80,000 chemicals in our air, food, and water, all of our cell phones and Wi-Fi and smart meters. And these scientists were talking about how can we rise people above these negative influences in the environment so that they're longer impacted by them negatively. And so that was kind of my introduction. So halfway through lecture, I mean, I'm blown away in the back. I'm like, oh man, this is some heavy duty stuff. But I was still very extremely interested. But I think what really shook me up was when Doc goes, okay, Mark, we want you to come up and start playing your music. And right around this point in time, they were doing all these demonstrations showing how things we use every day are actually compromising our physical energy and our strength through applied kinesiology, range of motion testing. They were showing brain maps of EEGs and how they were impacting brain waves, these disruptors, these things that we've surrounded ourselves with. So I come up there, okay, I'm going to play. I start playing and I see people's physical energy shift instantly in front of my eyes.
Hmm.
And I'm like kind of going, what the heck is this? I mean, instant increases in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. And I went home that night kind of with this light flashing, does not compute. And shortly thereafter, Dr. Jones called me up and he said, listen, he goes, we're really excited about your music. Your music contains frequencies that eliminate the negative effects of energy disruptors in the environment and actually enhance people's energy fields, tuning their energy, dramatically reducing stress, improving mental performance, putting the body in an optimal state for self-healing, increasing strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. I said, well, Doc, what does this mean? And he says, what it means, we want to buy 1,000 CDs from you and start selling them. I said, okay, now that I can relate to, I'm not so sure about all the other stuff. But that was my introduction into this whole field of energy and looking at ourselves as being more than, you know, flesh and blood and bones and stuff. I mean, if you break us down to the molecular level and the subatomic level, we're energy vibrating at different frequencies. And we have a field of energy around us that conducts our physical expression, how we show up in the world. The esoterics call that field of energy the aura. The scientists call it the biofield. And that biofield conducts how we function and move through our human experience. And that's probably about the most down-to-earth way that I can bring this whole, subject that can certainly make you dive off the deep end real quick in talking about quantum physics.
Man, I have heard people in a lot of different ways talk about energy and vibration and all that stuff. And I'm going to tell you that your explanation was the most understandable explanation I've ever heard. It really is. Like, that was so simple and clear that we have energy that's pulsing through us, around us. I love how you said that some people would call that aura, scientists would call that a biofield, and that there are these things in our world, you're saying chemicals and electronics and all of this stuff, that are negatively impacting. I'm saying it just to make sure I'm getting it right? Mm-hmm. That it's negatively impacting our energy, which then impacts the way that we process information and the way that our body moves. And you're saying that they believed, and still do, that your music somehow takes away those negative effects? It somehow puts our energy back into a good place or something? How would you say?
Well, it has the ability to tune the body's energy field, regardless of what it's being exposed to in the environment.
Okay.
And another great analogy to really bring it down to earth is, well, you and I will remember this. Hopefully most of our those good old AM/FM radio dial,
yes.
88.5 on one end and 108.5 on another end. We live in a world that's broadcasting at 88.5. All these 80,000 man-made chemicals in our air, food, and water, genetically modified foods, the preservatives, all this junk that's being put into our food chain, into our water, fluoride, these different things, chlorine, that we're being exposed to, that basically disrupt that energy field. And then all of the Wi-Fi, smart meters, mm-hmm. and now, which is really just the most disruptive energy field there is, 5G. Mm-hmm. 5G is a very intense, disharmonizing broadcast, and we're all being bombarded by it 24/7. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff broadcasts at 88.5. So what happens when you tune at 88.5? You pick up everything that's being broadcasted at that frequency range. Mm-hmm. Well, what if we were able to move you from 88.5 to 90.5? Mm-hmm. So now you're receiving what's being broadcasted at 88.5. Mm-hmm. And you, in essence, once again, what the esoterics would call raising your vibration. But really, it's about tuning into a new state of possibility. You can raise above all these negative influences. And now, especially with what's going on in the world today, more important than ever. And as a result of that, your energy field regulates itself. You dramatically reduce your stress and your anxiety. You improve your memory, your focus, your creativity, your intuition, this harmonization between the four main frequency ranges in the brain, the crosstalk between the left and the right hemisphere, and you have this increase in strength, flexibility, endurance, coordination, and balance. Demonstratable. Push the button, demonstratable. And, you know, so it gives you the ability to kind of tune yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because in essence, we're kind of like, you know, guitars. You know, we all have strings or facets of our lives. And we take action, that's the strumming and the plucking. We produce results, that's the music that we express through our lives. And I don't care how masterfully you play the guitar, the game of life, if your strings are out of tune, mm-hmm. you're never going to make beautiful music, and you're mm-hmm. never going to reach your full potential or be able to create what it is that you truly have the ability to create.
Right, right. Wow, another powerful metaphor. So
you started doing this in, like, what did you, I mean, once you learned this, like, what did you do with it? You know what I mean? It's like somebody saying to you, you have a magic power. What are you going to do with it? You know, are you going to use it for good or for evil? Like, what did you start doing with this?
Well, my first reaction was like to run down the hallway as fast and as far as I could away from it.
Yeah.
You know, because this is not part of my master plan, you know, and yeah. Life likes to laugh at our master plans. I mean, let's face it. And, you know, I'll never forget my wife, Lara, was 8 months pregnant with our first daughter. And, you know, at 7 o'clock at night, Olivia would be in her tummy doing her calisthenic and yoga routine. And mom's on the bed. Oh, my gosh, I'm not going to make it another 4 weeks before this child comes out.
Yeah.
And so one night she goes, you know, can you just put your hand on my tummy? And so I did. And it was like instant peace and quiet. The next night, 7 p.m., same thing. Hand on tummy, instant peace and quiet. After like 5 nights in a row, she goes to me, you're a healer, don't you? And I said, don't even talk to me about that healing mumbo jumbo stuff, man. That's the kind of stuff they take you out in the backyard, they tie you to a tree, and they set you on fire, man. I don't want nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
And then so.
But your wife was kind of into this stuff. Like she was into the, you know, woo-woo, healing crystals, all this stuff. And she's now saying you have some sort of power as well.
Yeah. And then, of course, being married to woo-woo, as I like to put it, at least back then, you know, she looks at me, she goes, you know, I think you might have some past life issues to resolve. I joke to this day, I said, you know, if you ever want to make a corporate guy, run down the hallway screaming with his fingers in his ears going, la, 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 I can't hear you. It was really quite pitiful. That's all you got to say. And so I literally tried to run away from this whole thing. I didn't want nothing to do with it. I went in and I told Dr. Jones, who was really, it's an amazing mind. And I said, Doc, you did too much drugs back in the 60s, didn't you? And he just laughed at me and he just said, I said, I don't believe this. He said, let me show you something. And so he had me stand up on one leg, arms out to the side and everything. I'm kind of crunched over. And he puts weight on my leg and my arm and I just tip right over.
Yeah.
And then he just takes the CD. He doesn't even play the music. He sticks it in my shirt. And it's like I became as solid as a rock. And I'm like, what the heck? You're not playing the music? He said, you don't have to. He said, somehow, some way, you found a way to access these frequencies and bring them through yourself. And I'm like, oh, man, that's some heavy stuff.
Hey, friends, if you're a business owner, entrepreneur, or have a side hustle, and you're having challenges growing your business, what if I told you that a breakthrough is one call away? One of the primary reasons why people work with me is because I know how to get stuff done, and I can teach you to do it as well. If you're feeling stuck, don't know how to take your next step in business, want to expand your audience, and develop a loyal following, I want to invite you to set up a free 20-minute clarity call so that I can understand more about your situation and see if you're a good fit for my one-on-one Rise Up business coaching program. Go to insporising.com/call. It's insporising.com/call. Pick a day and time that works for you. We'll jump on the phone for a clarity call and see if you're a good fit to take the next step.
You know, I started doing music to help people to reduce stress and enhance mental performance. And out of that whole discovery, now over 10 years ago, I developed a technology that basically can help people to tune their energy field, which is the first step to really unlocking our potential. The second step is about harmonizing your energy, and that's where we let go of all the old limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions, and integrate in new higher states of being, higher belief structures, qualities kind of associated with the heart, and then how to compose the life of their dreams. You know, we are extremely powerful and creative. We're just, most of us are unconscious to the process. And I think the thing that kind of drove us together in all these years and doing healing session work and selling music stuff, I work almost completely with women. And about stepping into their power, being true to themselves, letting go of old programming, bringing their gifts, their talents, and their expressions out to the highest level possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I have children. What do I have? I have daughters.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
We had a dog. Dog was a girl. You know, in 10 years doing this session work, all of my coaching clients have been women. I would say probably 98% of all my single, you know, healing sessions have been with women, a couple men in there. And you know what? Quite honestly, it's been the most amazing experience. If we think about restoring harmony on the planet, it's so important for women to step into their power.
Yeah.
To be true to themselves, their authentic selves, as it is for all of us. And men to get in touch with this aspect too.
Yeah. Talk to me about a private session, because I know you do these like for groups, but also you have private sessions with individuals to help them do exactly what you talked about, tune and access, you know, get all their vibrations vibrating correctly, however you say it. Tell me about a private session. Like what is that like?
Well, so usually people will come where there's a deep like discontent within themselves.
Okay.
Maybe they have a reoccurring negative pattern that no matter what they do, it keeps reoccurring and keeps showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that they're meant for something more. They know that there's a part of them that was meant to express at a higher level, to be at a higher level, to, you know, feel unburdened. You know, there's another analogy that just popped in my head that I like to use. It's like we all go through life. We're on this life journey and we're climbing the mountain of life in our life experience. And all of us have this backpack. And in that backpack, there's a weight set, a small SUV, a refrigerator, all this heavy stuff that we carry from our past experiences that burden us moving through life. So in essence, what I do in the sessions is I help people and teach them how to reach back in their backpack and let go of what's no longer serving them. Mm. Let go of the old thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, and stories that limit their expression. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jones once asked me one day in his office, he said, "Mark, what do you think is the most powerful energy disruptor in the entire universe?" I'm like, "You're asking me? I graduated cum laude from high school. You're the quantum physicist. You should know this, you know." And I'm saying, "I don't know, you know, maybe like radiation or something like that," figuring Doc being from NASA. And he said, "No," he goes, "the most powerful energy disruptor of them are our own limiting thoughts, beliefs, and perceptions."
Hmm.
Every thought, every belief, every perception that you hold, that we hold, produces a vibration. A resonance, in essence, a sound. They are energetic in nature. He said, they broadcast to this field of energy that surrounds us. The field of energy mirrors back what's being broadcasted. So if you don't believe, let's say, that you're worthy of having a healthy, loving relationship, you're going to mirror back relationships that are disharmonious, that are disrespectful and not supporting your highest, greatest, grandest expression.
Yeah.
If you believe that have to, let's say, protect yourself from the world around you, you might have a reoccurring pattern of not being able to lose weight. And so you have to go within to change without. And this is the biggest backwards shift that we as humanity has to do is if you want to change your life, you got to go within, change yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when people come to me a session, and I'll give you an example, I had a young lady who my very first, where I played music to somebody in a session, and she came to me with a reoccurring negative pattern, 10 years, unhealthy relationships, disharmonious relationships. No matter what she did, she could not change it. And so as I'm talking to her, I could hear where she was out of tune. And over 10 years now, I can listen to somebody and I can hear where they're in a state of disharmony. They might say, "I want to create a healthy relationship." But underneath that might be this like undertone, but I don't believe it's possible for me.
Mm-hmm.
So as she was sharing with me, I could hear that she was resenting somebody. So I asked her, who are you resenting? She's all like quiet. My dad. I said, well, okay. So she goes, you know, we didn't get it. Well, we haven't gotten along 10 years, you know, just, you know, we have a very disharmonious relationship. And so I said, you know what? You need to practice some forgiveness. Are you open to stepping into your power to set the intention to forgive your dad? And she said, I am. As I said, you know, I got this idea. I'm going to play you some music. And I just picked up the guitar and out came a song I had never played, but with the intention of forgiveness music. And to this day, it's the forgiveness musical mantra piece. And so I recorded it into the studio.
Yeah.
And I sent it to her. Here, yeah. Play this in your environment. Let's see what happens. It was a test. 3 days later, she calls me up. Mark, you are not going to freaking believe this. I said, what's up? My dad called me today out of the blue. And he said, you know what? We really need to do something about this disharmony between us. Are you open to sitting down and talking about reconciliation and forgiveness? Mm-hmm. She goes, you don't understand, Mark. My dad's macho man guy.
Wow.
You know, he would never do anything like that. Biggest lesson we all need to learn is that our outer world, including the relationships in our lives, are mere reflections of the relationship that we have with ourself and our energy state of being that we hold within ourselves.
So you're suggesting that something in that music changed her energy and tuned it in such a way that what she began to emanate was a desire to connect, a desire to release resentment, a desire to forgive, and that somehow he picked that up because that's what she was sending out into the world through her energy.
In essence, yes. Now, there's a key component step there.
Mm-hmm.
She set the intention to do so.
Yes.
And that's the most important step. The first step in all creation and changing your life is to set the intention. Put the command in. One of my most favorite emails was a woman sent me an email and she goes, Mark, is there any way you can make a song that'll make my husband a better man? and I like going, you know, move over Michael Jackson. I'd be retired by now, you know? And I said, I could play the most beautiful piece of music in the universe. I said, but if your husband doesn't set the intention or have the desire to become a better man,
right,
it's not going to matter.
Right.
We live in a free will universe. You can't violate that free will. People have to have a willingness to change, you know. And she was willing to have that change. And lo and behold, this showed up. An opportunity for her to heal what needed to be healed and reconciled before she was ever going to be able to create that relationship that she desired to create.
Now, I know you have MP3s available for people to purchase and download. Do you have a product, a resource of songs that would be beneficial to people during this time of social distancing? Like if people are feeling anxious, overwhelmed, disconnected, you know, whatever it might be, what would you suggest?
Definitely the Vibrational Success series. I'll share a little bit of my personal philosophy on this. Of course, I have no scientific proof and I will put that there. But once again, everything in our world is broadcasting at 88.5, okay, including coronavirus, the presidential elections, you know, all the stuff people get all bent out of shape about.
Yeah.
But what if you move, what happens when you move your radio station from 88.5 to, let's say, 95.5? You get a completely different program. See, I think you can rise above not only all those negative influences we were talking about earlier, you can rise above all the negative influences in the world by shifting your energy. The first step in doing that is tuning your energy and eliminating the impact upon your energetic field. Stress levels are so high right now, anxiety. I mean, people are getting, and we're just scratching the surface of how people are going to get pushed in their belief structures, where they get their security and their value from. You know, all this is going to get dramatically challenged. But to me, in my mind, it's a wonderful opportunity for awakening.
Sure.
You know, and evolving. And sometimes we have to get hit by the 2x4 from life in order for us to wake up. I mean, I hope I've gotten better at that as I've gotten older and, quote, wiser. But, you know, sometimes I still get the nudge and stuff. But that can really help to shift your energy, dramatically reduce your stress and anxiety, and also enhance this whole connection. You know, if you think about it, in the last 20 years alone, how much neurological disorders have just dramatically gone up? Parkinson's, autism, right. Alzheimer's, right. ADD, ADHD, all these A things.
Right.
You know, they've exponentially grown. And Dr. Jones felt that it was because of what we were being exposed to in our environment. It's called the Vibrational Success Series. And
Vibrational Success Series. And what's included in that?
There are four main playlists of music or CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them, one of them was that CD that the scientists first got hold of.
Mm-hmm.
Two playlists of music that you just play in the environment like you would play any other music.
Yeah.
So you play them in the car while driving, Thanksgiving time, family gets together. It's always a good time for tension to rise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Play some of that music to bring it back down. So it's just music you would play in the space, in the office, getting the kids ready for school, breakfast time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be played loud. You just set it and go about your day.
Yeah.
The third playlist is called Tranquility, and that's about music for meditation, prayer time, quiet inner reflection to enhance that inner reflection, because all this static and noise in our environment also impacts our ability to go within and get connected to where we really find our inner connection. All the answers, everything that we seek in life is within ourselves.
Yeah.
We just have to tune into that space through meditation and prayer and different internal exercises. And then the fourth playlist is sleep.
Okay.
Because sleep is such an important time where we actually, like a computer, go into sleep mode. And we rebuild our physiology, we download information, everything. Kind of hard to get a good quality sleep. Even look at how sleep issues have exponentially risen also.
Right.
When you're being bombarded by all these different things in our environment. So why not just eliminate their negative effects?
Yeah. So part of me, you know, the skeptic in me just goes, energy, smenergy, this is just music that makes you just kind of feel good. Like I could just turn on a Spotify playlist that makes me feel tranquil. You know, like I've just started getting, I'm not a music guy at all. I could go the rest of my life without hearing any music and I don't even think it would bum me out. I don't know why that is. Not that I don't, you know, some people are just really into music and some people, I've gotten into a tech jazz playlist on Spotify, right? Why can't I just listen to that and it'll make me somehow feel better, makes me feel relaxed? Like what's different about your music?
Well, music can definitely shift your state of being. There was a book that was published a number of years ago called Power Versus Force by David Hawkins.
Yep.
And in that book, he actually tested different types of music. And he found like music like Mozart and Beethoven gave you energy. And then like rap music and hate lyrics took energy away and brought you down. And so music in itself and sound healing has a traditional response upon the physiology. We all know it's like to hear a song comes on and we can go back and think about our girlfriend and from a long time ago,
Memories, or boyfriend.
Yeah. And feel good and dance and stuff. And there certainly is that inherent benefit to music. But what they were interested in is it had to eliminate the negative effects of those energy disruptors in the environment. That was the criteria. They tested thousands of music playlists. People get upset when I demonstrate Mozart music in public and that it doesn't shift the energy. But when I push my music, there's this huge shift in energy. Why is that? I mean, it's one of those mysteries in life. I didn't do this intentionally.
Yeah.
I didn't say, I'm going to make some healing music. No, I just wanted to record some tunes. And then from there, then I started changing the type of music that I broadcast and integrated into my work, in addition to other forms of energy work.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you have agreed to lead us through a short session today, which I'm really excited for people to experience this. And so what do we do? Do I close my eyes? Do I get ready to meditate? I'm ready. My intention is to tune my energy, Mark. I'm ready.
Oh, okay. Well, the tuning part's easy. You don't even need to set the intention for that. That just happens.
Okay.
Where the intentions are required is like, and I'll guide you through it, you know, what it is that you want to do. So I want to give another analogy about what we're going to do in this process.
Yeah.
So if everybody just take a deep breath and notice what happens when you breathe in and then breathe out. So there's this movement in, out, out, in, right? Breathing, something we do throughout our whole life. Well, we breathe energy too. And in essence, that's what we're going to do. So in this process, we'll open things up. And then you have an opportunity to maybe let go of some of that stress, some of that worry that you might be experiencing because of these times that we're in. In fact, highly recommend it. What do most people do? They self-medicate. They get on devices that prevent them from feeling their feelings or going within. You know, go have a big bowl of ice cream or whatever. I personally, one of my things in the past has been crunchy things like nuts and chips. That's a great way for me not to feel my emotions, not to feel my energy. So we're going to release and dissipate whatever you can tune into, and then we'll bring in what can lift you up. So what I like to call qualities associated with the heart or higher consciousness, like faith and trust or self-belief, self-love, very important states of being. And then we'll kind of ground it down. So in essence, you're going to have an opportunity to breathe. And to kind of use that analogy even further, how long could you go through life if you didn't exhale? You're not going to last very long. Mm-hmm. You're going to pass out. Okay. But yet we as human beings don't exhale our own emotions because we are in such judgment of emotions like fear, sadness, anger. And we don't allow ourselves to feel them because we are in judgment of them that they're wrong. They're mm-hmm. bad. I shouldn't have them. And let's face it, they don't feel optimal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we attempt to suppress them. This is why people have weight issues in many cases, because they use food to stuff their emotions down. They go join the gym, and then after, you know, New Year's and stuff, 1 month into the program, they start processing some of that body fat. But you also start processing some of that emotional energy that you use to stuff the food to stuff down. And then as a result, it's like by February or March, the gym's back to empty again because all those people don't want to feel that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite analogy, you know, I know we're on audio here, but I'll show you, is a AA battery.
Okay.
The AA battery has a positive terminal. It has a negative terminal.
Right.
This is all happiness, joy, ecstasy is all in the positive terminal. And in the minus terminal, we have fear, anger, stress, worry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yet, interestingly enough, that battery won't shine the light with both polarities.
Hmm.
And see, and when we honor the high tides and the low tides in our own emotional energy, the new moon and the full moon of our own emotional energy, we open up to shining our light brighter than we ever could have imagined.
Hmm.
Nobody goes out at night, damn new moon, where, how come you're not full?
Mm-hmm.
Or ocean, what are you up to? Low tide, give me a break. No, you should be high tide all the time. It doesn't work that way here on the game board of life, but yet we don't honor those own seasons within our own selves.
Mm-hmm.
So this is an opportunity for us to kind of like to honor those seasons and to mm-hmm. feel, especially now with everything that's going on, it's more important than ever to process through our emotional energy,
mm-hmm.
allow ourselves to feel what it is that we feel, and step into our power and our ability to take ourselves to new directions, to new heights. And through that process, we evolve, we expand, we become something more than we were before. So, all right, enough of me chatting about this. I think it's about time we do something here. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, thank you.
And yes, you can kick back. If you're not driving, you can close your eyes. If you are driving, I suggest you don't close your eyes. But I invite you just to kind of tune in and just start observing your breathing. So just take another deep inhale, open mouth, just let it go. And just allow yourself to breathe. Another deep inhale. gently let it go. Intention is a powerful process. So are you willing right here, right now, willing to set the intention to open yourself? To another level of transformation, change. And to realize the masterpiece that's within you. Take another deep inhale. Because it's our intentions that set the creative process in motion. Behind every breakthrough is an intention. Behind every beautiful expression is an intention. So just take another deep inhale and just let yours go. Space and just notice what's there. Notice any fear, any worry, any anxiety, anything like that. And utilizing your beautiful gift of imagination. Just imagine feeling those feelings and just letting them go with the exhale. Take another deep inhale. There's no need to feel what we feel. Just energy. And you've been blessed with this ability to command energy. So just take another deep breath and let it go. So much more than fear, so much more than worry, and no matter what challenges that you might be going through right now, you can leverage these times to lift your life to new heights. Take another deep inhale. What would open up for you if you had complete faith and trust in your journey through life? Take another deep inhale. Just breathe that in. Generate that feeling of faith. And just know that everything is happening for your biggest and greatest expansion. Take another deep inhale. So just bring your attention back to your heart space. Take a couple of deep breaths. And make the commitment to shine your light and be your authentic self. And begin to gently bring yourself back to this time and to this space.
Thank you so much, Mark. Ugh, so powerful. Yeah, so powerful. I don't know anything about NASA vibrations and, you know, what it does. All I know is it's just mesmerizing and powerful and takes me to places that, you know, are healing and transformative. And yeah, I just appreciate your willingness to use your gift. I love your story of you just being a corporate guy, just trying to, you know, enjoy
just
your music.
Trying to run down the hallway.
Yeah. Away from any craziness. And now you're full blown living a life of craziness, helping other people. So,
well, if there's anything I learned from that whole experience, that no matter how fast you run, you take yourself with you.
Yeah. That is so true. Know. And so obviously you have music that people can purchase and enjoy in their life and their home, and you offer private sessions with people via either in person in Southern California or via Zoom, correct?
Actually via Zoom. The only
everything's via Zoom.
Well, right now nobody's doing anything in person, I guess.
Yeah, but, that's true. Yeah.
Pretty much my sessions and my coaching work's done via Zoom.
Yeah.
And then I do group programs and keynote concerts, and then group where groups of people come together, they lay it down and let's go on a journey. We're going to do some work.
Yeah. And so people can even enjoy an anxiety reducing energy healing session right now in the midst of their social distancing. So the best way to get in touch with you is markromeromusic.com. Right?
That's correct.
MarkRomeroMusic.com. And obviously, we'll link to all your social media as well. So, Mark, thank you so much for taking the time and taking us on a healing journey today. Just really appreciate your gifts. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
If you found this episode to be inspiring or helpful, please share it with a friend. take a screenshot on your phone, text them the image, and tell them to subscribe to the Inspiration Rising podcast on their favorite podcast app. Or they can listen on our website at insporising.com. And don't forget to sign up for Inspo Text, our daily inspirational text message. Text me right now, 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. All right, love you guys. Have a wonderful week.